Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Fears of coronavirus sent the stock market into steep territory today. The Dow Jones closed down 1,200 points, the biggest single-day drop in history.
Nine Michigan employer stocks hit new 52-week lows today. American Axle, $6.17 tonight. BorgWarner at $30.56 a share. Comerica Bank at $53.24 a share. It's a new low. Kelly Services hit a new low earlier today. Then it bounced back a bit. Right now it's $17.24. That's the closing figure. TriMas at $25 a share is at a new 52-week low. Ally Financial also now at a 52-week low, $25.39. Ford at $6.97, that's a 10-year low. General Motors at $30.71 a share hit a new low, then it came back a bit.
That's WWJ Business Editor Murray Feldman. And, of course, we're continuing to follow that developing story. We'll check your money once again coming up at 525.
If coronavirus becomes widespread here in the U.S., the price of the pump could hit a generational low. Patrick DeHaan is an analyst with Gas Buddy. He believes oil prices, if they continue their current trend, could fall to $25 to $35 a barrel.
Well, if they're still walking up to the pump at that point, if we aren't on lockdown, that would be reminiscent of prices we saw a few years ago and could rival decade lows somewhere in the mid $1 a gallon range.
Currently, the national average for a gallon of gas sits at $2.47.